fog had almost dissolved by the end of the second hour, but the day was still dark with low, oppressing clouds. I smiled up at the sky. Edward was right, of course. When I walked into Trig, Jessica was sitting in the back row, nearly bouncing off her seat in agitation. I reluctantly went to sit by her, trying to convince myself it would be better to get it over with as soon as possible. "Tell me everything," she commanded before I was in the seat. "What do you want to know?" I hedged. "What happened last night?" "He bought me dinner, and then he drove me home." She glared at me, her expression stiff with skepticism. "How did you get home so fast?" "He drives like a maniac. It was terrifying." I hoped he heard that. "Was it like a date? Did you tell him to meet you there?" I hadn't thought of that. "No, I was very surprised to see him there." Her lips puckered in disappointment at the transparent honesty in my voice. "But he picked you up for school today," she probed. "Yes, that was a surprise too. He noticed I didn't have a jacket last night," I explained. "So are you going out again?" "He offered to drive me to Seattle Saturday because he thinks my truck isn't up to it. Does that count?" "Yes," she nodded. "Well then, yes." "Wow," she exaggerated the word into three syllables. "Edward Cullen,"